Food with Ray Foley and Cully and Sully. Great food and super conversation.
It's Thanksgiving Thursday. It's Thanksgiving Day in America. As we actually tell you what, stop the music. It's I just like to take this opportunity to say thanks, to give thanks on Thanksgiving Day, to give thanks to my good friend, JP.
Oh, wow.
JP, okay. I'd just like to take the opportunity.
Why is your voice changing?
I'd just like to take this opportunity to say thank you. Thank you for everything down through the years, for our friendship. You have been my rock.
Yeah.
You have been my Brussels. Do they have Brussels sprouts on Thanksgiving?
Probably, yeah.
You've been my my yams, my mashed potato.
My butternut squash.
You've been my butternut squash.
And you, buddy, have been my turkey.
Well, that's fair enough. I'm your big brown turkey. Big, big, round, juicy, meaty. Steady on. Let me call my Thanksgiving guy, because there's some weird things they have for their dinners. I was slagging off the Americans, actually, for their mashed potato during the week. Talking food with thanks to Cully and Sully. Great food and super conversation. Please hold. Put her on three over there. Please hold. This is Kristen. Oh, it's ringing.
That's an Irish ringtone.
Hang on, what?
Hello.
Hello, Kristen.
Oh, hi.
Hello there, Kristen Jensen. It's Ray Foley calling from Today FM. Kristen's a food writer and publicist with two books, Making Artisan Pizza at Home and Sláinte, The Complete Guide to Irish Craft Beer and Cider. Hang on a minute. The Complete Guide to Irish Craft Beer and Cider. You're not Irish, you're American. It's all a scam. It's all a swizz.
It's an outsider's view, Ray.
Yeah, from the outside looking in. But you are an American, is that correct?
Well, yes. I mean, I've lived here in Ireland now longer than I've lived in the States, so...
Okay. You're one of our own, then. We've adopted you. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. But do Thanksgiving.
Citizen. Well, I do and I don't. I mean, I'll do kind of like a mini Thanksgiving at the weekend because... You know, it's a Thursday. I don't have time to be
absolutely
make
yeah.
a big dinner. And yeah, I'll do a pared back version.
I suppose over there they make a whole bit. Well, there's days off for it and everything. People take time off and they gather with their families, much like we do at Christmas. But over here, I suppose you're not going to be just given the time off because we're all working and it's a regular work day. So you're working like everybody else. So food wise, what do you prepare then, or what do you do?
So I do like a turkey, but I wouldn't do a whole turkey. I do it just a turkey. Breast or a turkey crown and, stuffing and gravy and maybe a cranberry sauce and some vegetables. But it'd be just for the four of us. It's not like I'm having anybody extended family over, obviously, because, I've moved over here.
Okay, fair enough. So it sounds to me then much like a Christmas dinner in terms of like the few veggies. Would you do roast potatoes? Would that be an American thing? No.
Well, do you know, it's kind of like the carvery, I suppose, or a Christmas dinner. Like, yeah. You could do roast potatoes and mashed potatoes and you'd have like some kind of bread, fluffy bread roll. But in lieu of that, what I would do, and it's a once-a-year treat, and it's probably going to sound really strange, it's called a sweet potato casserole. So it's mashed sweet potatoes, and then you put them in a baking dish, and you scatter marshmallows over the top, and you flash it under the grill, and they kind of get that crispy browned, like as if you were doing them over a campfire kind of thing. And people are horrified.
I was going to ask you, you would eat this. You wouldn't put it straight in the bin.
My teeth hurt.
So, yeah, it sounds really weird. And I have to say, so I'm here 24 years, and all those years ago when I first moved over and we had a Thanksgiving party for some Irish friends, and I brought this out, and one of my friends looked at me just in horror going, is this how you eat potatoes in America? But it's very much, it's a once-a-year treat for the holidays, and you just really lean into the sweetness. So when you're mashing those sweet potatoes, it's with butter and cinnamon and brown sugar, and you wouldn't have a huge pile of it. It would be a little bit on the plate along with everything else is so super savory, except like maybe your cranberry sauce would also be a little bit sweet.
Hey, so it would be sort of almost like a little bit of sweetness or a sort of sweet condiment on the plate rather than it necessarily being like a full portion of veg. Necessary.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, to each their own.
Yeah, fair enough.
To be taken, but...
I had read about candied yams. That's a similar idea then, is it? It's just we don't have yams over here.
Yeah, exactly. So technically yams and sweet potatoes are a little bit different, but yeah, it's the same idea, maybe without the marshmallows.
Okay. I've read it as well about people, Thanksgiving in America, where you'd invite people over and everyone would bring something different. And I know mac and cheese is a big one. I know it's a big American delicacy anyway, but would it be a big one at Thanksgiving as well?
See, this is where I suppose it gets down to each family or what you would traditionally have. And some people would do that potluck style, and that makes a big job much easier and less overwhelming. Mm-hmm. But then, and, you know, there'd be regional differences in terms of, like, what people would kind of typically be having. So I didn't grow up with mac and cheese as, like, a Thanksgiving thing. Okay. I think that's maybe even more a more recent addition, but, you know, again, it's like, it's hardly the thing you need with all the rest that's going on the plate. It's like this big, stodgy, creamy, cheesy, carby.
I can imagine, yeah. Or maybe it's just the person that can't cook, they do the mac and cheese, and they bring that along, so they've got something in a bowl.
I mean, it's never a bad thing, right?
Oh, it's lovely, yeah, with a bit of bacon on top. Oh, yeah, I've really gone into the mac and cheese recently. It must be, I can't imagine, because, of course, living in Ireland all my life, and, of course, being Irish and being raised in our traditions, I can't imagine having something equivalent or on the scale of Christmas just a month before Christmas. I mean, is Thanksgiving just gone then in America? Like, once Black Friday's out of the way, that's it, boom, we're done, and we've got Christmas then in just another couple of weeks.
Yeah. Now, so the thing is, you certainly could have, you know, like that, basically that same exact dinner again, but Thanksgiving is Thanksgiving. It's the turkey, it's the in all the sides, kind of like our Christmas dinner here. Whereas Christmas dinner is then a bit more up for grabs or interpretation, you know, and you could do something completely different. Like, the food isn't such a big deal because you've done the food thing at Thanksgiving. And so now Christmas is more just about, you know, the gifts and just having people over than necessarily a traditional meal. So you might have, like, I remember growing up, one year my mom made, you know, like a big lasagna and garlic bread, and, you know, we kind of had a, like, that kind of spread because we'd already had the turkey a month before. And
it's similarly with us, definitely. Once we've had the turkey at Christmas, we're like perfectly fine if we never see a turkey again until
until the next year.
Exactly, for another year. And I suppose then, does that make both of those holidays smaller then, because they're right on top of each other? Because here, of course, we do Christmas for, like, geez, if we could do it, we could do 2.5 weeks or 3 weeks out of it, depending on where it falls. They're much smaller, I imagine, than in America, are they?
Well, so, I mean, there's this perception that, like, oh, you know, Thanksgiving is a bigger deal than Christmas, and it becomes more like just one big mush of a holiday.
Right.
And, you know, like, there'd be people who have, you know, it's Thanksgiving today, but their Christmas decorations are up. And so, you know, and tomorrow, it's all about, you know, people getting up at 5 a.m. or 4 a.m., and you'll see it now, the queues on social media for the Black Friday shopping. But even this year, I'm like, it's become more like Black November. It's not even just a day. It used to really be just that day or that weekend. And then I've seen the past couple of years, like, there was this creep to be open on Thanksgiving itself, and you're kind of going, oh, no, that's just ridiculous. Like, what's the point? So in terms of the gathering sizes, I mean, but then, you know, like, as your family grows, you might do Thanksgiving with one side of the family and then Christmas with the other, or you know.
Yeah, that's a good option as well. There's always a row every Christmas about who goes where. Having two Christmases are the equivalent. It's pretty handy. Whereabouts in America are you from?
So I'm from the Chicago area, just north of Chicago. So this time of year, I start feeling very smug. Like, I don't miss the cold and the snow.
I can imagine, up around the Great Lakes. Yeah,
exactly.
And where in Ireland are you?
So, and now I'm in Louth.
In Louth. All right. Okay. There's no Great Lakes up there, but a great
county, a great place,
people.
To settle, and
absolutely
lovely people. Yeah.
Listen, thanks so much for taking the call. You'll be our resident American now.
All right.
From now on.
Happy to represent.
Thanks for taking the call. Thanks for coming over. Kristen Jensen, the food writer.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving. Have a lovely weekend and enjoy the turkey.
Thank you.
Food with Ray Foley and Cullian Sully. Great food and super conversation.